Hello! Today's May 15th and it's Friday, so it's the best day of the week. Because today is Nonsense Day. We're also doing social media and robots, which are also much more fun categories than Wednesday's slog of government news.
And speaking of online fun...
Oh.
Oh, Linode. while I say the Linode thing, Ryan's got to unminimize Krista's window because her video's frozen.
Oh, no!
Thanks, Linode. Thanks for sponsoring this episode of the video. There's an affiliate link below. It'll give you $20. It's like the reverse affiliate thing. See how that works? If you want to set up a new Linode account, Linode is Linux hosting, although there's point-and-click installers for things like cPanel and a lot of other third-party software. If you want to set up something like Nextcloud and have your own cloud document solution, they've more than got you covered. If you're getting your toes in the water with something like Kubernetes, you know, the automation, you know, containerization engine, you want to mess around with Docker or something like that, never been a better time to start. You've got some time, probably, to level up your skills.
What if I wanted to create my own social media platform because all the other ones have become locked down?
Oh, you could run a Mastodon instance. It's like two clicks to do that.
Oh, wow. What about speech? Could I let my users... say whatever they want?
Yes, you absolutely could, at least until they shut you down.
Until Cloudflare refuses to service you anymore.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You could do the $20 a month Cloudflare plan with the Linode hosting, and that is a serious amount of hosting horsepower for a relatively small amount of money. We've used level one website, we've used Linode for years and years and years, way before they were a sponsor, and they offer a genuinely good product. So you should check them out. And also in the Level 1 store, we have new stuff. But mostly we have a charity relief shirt about the thing that we can't talk about. So if you buy one of those, we're giving all of the money from that away. And a bunch of other YouTubers are doing that too. So,
but until you take that step, you will be forced to use the awfulness that is Twitter. Which so far hasn't gone to the point of saying that... Well, actually, there's a lot of stuff you're not allowed to say on Twitter. But just cursing at people right now is still allowed, so far.
Twitter is running a test that is prompting users to revise quote-unquote harmful replies. So if you post something that's like, oh my gosh, you are a terrible person, it's like, do you really need to say that? Did you mean that? I think you should say something else.
Or nothing at all. God, the amount of tweets that you just shouldn't express yourself.
Like the Roseanne tweets?
I don't keep up with the Roseanne tweets.
No, that was from like a long time ago.
Years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where yes, she was yes. Like, oh, that was... I was on Ambien. That was not me. And then they canceled her show.
But Roseanne's one of those people who will like openly admit that she is out of her mind. And yet, on Twitter, she speaks as if she's not out of her mind.
You know, a couple of years from now, we are going to misremember that like the pandemic... killed a bunch of people that it did not kill.
Oh, what's the name of that?
I know what you're talking about.
The African leader.
Oh, Mandela.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, they you know, we lost Prince to this pandemic that's going around.
Let's see if we can get one of those started. Let's try and come up with a good one. Let's pick somebody out who would say he's gonna be dead.
Prince?
He is dead.
But it's the joke.
Or is he? Well, if you are someone with no access to the internet, but you do have a phone, I guess you'd have a phone without a data plan. Wait a minute. Am I not thinking this through correctly? Perhaps you have a draconian data cap. I don't know. It's in Peru, so I don't know what Peru's online stuff is like. But Facebook is here to help you for your
help in quotation marks
your data there. Needs and they're definitely not tracking you
if you're in Peru. Beware of this. Discover is Facebook's new effort to help quote unquote people access websites for free but with limits. So this is another way that Google this is another way that Facebook can look at everything that you're doing on your phone. And you know, maybe it's valuable to people in Peru that don't have just a straight up data plan.
I imagine that maybe it's probably, now that I think about it, it's like Africa, where it's pay per megabyte. So, but you're still transferring data.
Yeah.
But they strip out the images and videos, which I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I agree. If you still get the CSS, but you don't get any images and videos.
Well, you know, you could build your own proxy on Linode that does all sorts of things like that. and that would be fine. My favorite proxy on Linode is the upside down turnet, which makes all the pictures upside down and backwards.
And Link says, am I a joke to you? Anyway, you can get this service, and it'll give you up to 20 megabytes per month, I think, which actually is a lot when you're only downloading text and CSS. And I guess this gets around whatever limits you might have.
That would, if I only had 20 megabytes a month and it was this the quarantine, I would only be downloading books from Project Gutenberg.
Oh, you got to get news.
Well, news, maybe. But mostly books. Like, it would be like 80-20.
I would have to admit that I wouldn't limit myself to Project Gutenberg.
Well, something, well, stuff like that. Like, I could, but I could download and have the book forever. It would all be like book downloads.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, that too, probably.
So, we have explored the idea. Actually, Krista, I think, is the most, she's gone the deepest in the rabbit hole of the plandemic.
I had to because my mom, the video is boomer bait.
We probably shouldn't even say those things because the algorithm is probably like hypersensitive to those things.
Is this the video that you found her falling
for? Yeah, my mom sent it to me and she was like, is this real? And I had to like walk her through.
No, it's not.
Like, so you watched it?
I watched part of it and I just got annoyed immediately.
I saw part of it too.
Yeah, I haven't watched it, so I don't know much about it. But there is a video out there, and it claims that the whole thing is a hoax, and it's moving. Now, my question has always been, why? Why would you do it? Because it seems like everybody's suffering economically. The answer they give is forced vaccinations and stuff like that. But
it's interesting that the woman who produced the video just released a book as well that you can buy on Amazon. Check it out. Link in the description.
And she's some kind of biologist or something, right? But one that's kind of been
discredited.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Discredited is the word you're looking for.
So the question is, when you have something like this, is it better to try to hide it or is it better to get it out into the sunshine where people can, you know, respond
dissect
to it?
Yeah.
The social media companies seem to be taking the former approach, but not successfully.
Yeah. The viral conspiracy theory video tests companies' misinformation policies. So what's happening is that this is being removed, which is only making people more suspicious of the companies that are removing this. And this is terrible. This video is just like super awful and bad. And if you have an ounce of critical thinking, it's not going to fool you. But I guess people are so dumb that this is a problem.
Well, it took me like 10 minutes to do a Google search about the people who made this film, and it was like, oh, this is what's happening. But like, my mom just didn't even think to do it. And so now it's being shared all over the internet.
Also, 26 minutes, that's like a sweet spot. That's like a strong... Yeah. You get your information in there. They don't have time to get bored. You scare them.
Let's just
say,
the person who made the film, like who actually produced it, the filmmaker, I think they also produced greatest hits about the 2012 end of the world scenario.
Nice.
So,
thanks,
high
Mayans.
Quality.
I totally forgot about the 2012 end of the world.
That's their other claim to fame.
That was a fun thing.
The Mayan calendar ends. It's like, do you think they needed to plan that far into the future?
Well, we had the Y2K bug. Nobody died. Come on.
That was from not planning far enough into the future. Theirs was for planning too far into the future.
Yeah, maybe they saw the whole Cortez thing coming.
I do kind of wish like YouTube had just left this up.
Yeah, it seems like a bad move.
Put the banner around it to be like, this is wrong.
But I think wasn't it more Facebook than YouTube that was?
Well, it was being shared. So like, it was being shared on Facebook by mostly older people, let's be honest. And then it was like a YouTube link, but the YouTube link keeps getting deleted. But then people just re-upload it somewhere else.
What we can do is institute a colored border. It's like, you know, a light teal color indicates a satire or something that's not real. News would be red, of course.
Yeah, but the people sharing this are going to share it as real.
Yeah.
Well, they can't override that. The powers,
but then
the
you're giving
control.
Facebook. Dude, you know how dangerous that is.
I just want to see the lulls. I want to see the chaos for the lulls.
But see, now if you really want to go conspiracy theory, if you want to go like experienced hardcore, been at it for years, this is just controlled opposition to hide the vaccine tattoos.
You can go as deep as you want with that rabbit hole. Like, you can just, like, move, counter move.
Well, we've had a nice history of chatbots who were designed to learn how to communicate from the internet at large. And universally, they were driven insane in short order and had to be put down. And the latest one comes from one of the most horrible viper's nests on the internet.
Facebook is using 1.5 billion Reddit posts to create a chatbot. This right here, this is the end of humanity, folks.
I would expect that chatbot to just only communicate in puns and then be like, thanks for gold, dear friend.
God, what a terrible website.
I would wait. If I was stuck on a desert island, I would take the one that 4chan taught over this one for sure. The Boston Dynamics Spot we have seen being used in a variety of ways. Most recently, Spot was the intake for hospitals at the triage centers, which was cool. It's nice to see Spot doing that. This one may be a little bit more dystopian, but still, when I watch this video of Spot just trotting through the park, I just feel happy about it.
Spot the robot is reminding park goers in Singapore to keep their distance from one another. I like how everybody's wearing the mask as they should.
Is the old lady got hers over her face, or did they just blur it? Like, they didn't want to show her whole face for identity purposes? Because it looks like she's just wearing a mask over everything.
No, it's just because she's in the shadow of the tree.
So, basically, it's got a camera on it, and someone is piloting it. It's not automated. And apparently it plays a message, but they didn't put that in the video. I thought that would be useful to put in the video.
One of the comments or something on this had a link to an animated GIF of this same robot where they put, you know, the really horrifying, like, surprised horse rubber head? They put that on that, and so it's just walking around with a surprised
just
horse.
Just some practical joke. Yeah. That's hilarious. But it just runs around all day, and I guess if it sees someone, because the camera is manned, if it sees someone doing something it considers not social distancing, it will play the friendly message.
We need those in Walmart, like, tomorrow.
How great would it be if it just followed the people who came there as a group around and just harassed them?
My freedoms!
I want to know what Spot sounds like. What voice would he have?
I know. I really wish that. I mean, it's just a pre-recorded human, I'm sure, but...
I mean, it's at the risk of, you know, I realize we are on a slippery slope, but there are, it seems like there's a lot of people that are, like, really stressed out and really, they just don't understand the difference between inconvenience and actual oppression.
Yeah. And, like, I understand you don't want to be made to do things, but these are things that you should be doing just as a courtesy to other human beings. It's...
And if you're from Ryan, like, chat room, you know it's important because Ryan has a lot of contempt for other human beings. But yeah. Even he's wearing mask.
But when it comes to, like, there's some things that make a lot of sense. I don't want to be told what to do either. I hate authority. But a turn signal, it makes sense. And it's just this little, it's like half a calorie of effort. So easy.
Too much.
That's the next level one t-shirt that's going to sell 1,000 t-shirts. It's like Ryan says, use your turn signal.
That's half a calorie.
It's probably not even half a calorie, right?
Wear a mask. It's a common courtesy.
Somebody who's in the medical field, tell me what the caloric cost of flipping a turn signal. Continuing on with the robot section, this, unfortunately, we didn't do it first. We're jumping on the bandwagon here because, was it Japan?
I think it was Korea.
Korea was doing this weeks ago.
Yeah. Robots to the rescue. Arizona students in lockdown will still get their graduation day. So, yeah, they're just iPads on scooters.
Interestingly enough, whereas the Koreans did it live, these guys pre-recorded their speech. Which I guess is less personal. I don't know.
Does it matter then? It's like maybe they just put pictures of the students on the iPads and they send that through and it's like you don't even get to...
Or just have a website with a gallery of their faces and you can click on them and watch the video. But no one would do that because no one wants to go to a graduation.
Yeah.
You're just making your family miserable. Now you're doing it remotely. So I don't know. That's... Congratulations on your half year of education that you paid full price for.
How long until they realized that they could just make the entire graduation ceremony and OBS macro, and then those people don't have to run the graduation either. It's like the students just
have an AI do it.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, film yourself on a green screen going through the motions for a thing, and we'll incorporate it. Upload it to the website, and we'll incorporate it.
People will be putting in, like, communist manifestos and stuff in there, like terrorism. There'd be a big scandal.
It's like the dean of students would be like, congratulations, student, on your...
They put Hitler's face in there the first time they tried that. Yeah, you can't do that.
This sounds like a project that we should participate in. It's like... start deep faking the thing and just completely wreck everything. It's like,
Well, moving on to the nonsense section now. Our first nonsense story is not really nonsense, but these animal stories, I don't know where else to put them. You know, this one is incredible. This is an animal that I had no idea did something this cool.
It makes me uncomfortable to look at.
But it does it. Oh, is this like your fear of holes thing?
No, I just don't like bugs.
But this bug does a really cool thing. Unfortunately, it does it with the most available material, which, because of us, is something bad.
Caddisfly larvae now building shelters out of microplastics. So the caddisfly larvae can typically construct protective cases out of sand grains and silk. So these are on the riverbed, basically, and their only protection from predators, because they have no defenses really, is to build themselves a little sort of tunnel tube thing. The problem is that the microplastics are lighter and not as sturdy as the sand that they use. And so the scientists have noticed that if they use too much microplastics in making their little tube thing, it's going to be really soft and a predator is going to be able to just snap them right up. But worse, the predator will then incorporate the microplastics into their digestion system. So the microplastics sort of go, and the toxins and all the stuff that go with that will go into the predator that eats that, and then tuna eats that predator. So by the time we get around to eating tuna, we could be eating a lot of microplastics as a result of this.
You know what goes great with mercury?
Microplastics?
A side of microplastic.
Nice.
So... top two, A and B, are correct. This is actual like sand and filth and dirt from the riverbed. Yeah, looking good. Now, C, this black part down here, PVC. Quite a bit of it, as you can see.
Polyvinyl chloride, yeah.
Over here, this attractive blue plastic. I mean, this might be bad for him, but look how fabulous that is. Beautiful. And then we have some more extreme cases down here. This guy's really looking good. They also mentioned that that shiny blue reflective could actually draw predators. So not only are the predators eating plastic, but they're eating more of the plastic worms than they are of the regular kind because they're easier to see.
I wonder if anybody doing archaeology millions of years from now will be able to look at the sediment bed and be like, oh yeah, this is where society destroyed itself.
Yeah, I think the signals will be much more obvious.
The radiation in the atmosphere, the lack of an atmosphere.
What's going on with this toolbar?
Oh, there's a bug at CNN's website. No.
Wow. CNN.
They had the banner ad, and they made it too small when they shrunk it. It was like, okay, we'll close the banner ad, and then now it's gone.
Disgusting. Disgusting, CNN. And this story is disgusting overall and terrifying.
The bad thing has been found in men's semen. Uh-oh. They talk about how this also happened with SARS and something else. And because that, you know, area of the reproductive system is basically privileged when it comes to the immune system, your immune system has a hard time cleaning stuff out from there. And so this can linger there for a long time. So it may be transmittable that way, which would be a problem.
Especially, I wonder if this has been news for a while. Like, didn't they do South Korean trials that found the same thing?
Yeah, well, I think this is sort of confirming that stuff. But, of course, if it's in your poop,
yeah,
you got to think. Now, this is going to be bad because when the lockdown is lifted, it's going to be like just a big, disgusting orgy. You know, people are just going to be like just spotting each other across the street and then just running and, you know, like
let's hope that vaccine comes sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so could get a lot of reinfection rate just because of the, you know, the filthy summer of love that's going to come when we get out of this thing.
Summer, winter, spring, following summer.
The fall of desperation.
Yeah.
Autumn of desperation, I guess sounds better. So, watch out for that. Maybe wrap it up, you know, a couple of extra months or forever, because kids are just as bad as coronavirus. Oh, I said it.
That's why you join Patreon right there. No, I'm just kidding.
This story is one of those videos that makes me, like, I get a physical reaction to it. And I know I should stop watching it, but I can't. Because I enjoy the anger at the same time that it drives me crazy. And I watch it like 3 or 4 times. And then I'm just...
I haven't watched it still.
Then I have to take a hate nap.
Alberta stormtrooper bloodied during blaster-related police response on May the 4th. So she was hired for a promo for a comic book store, which is right around the corner.
Like, I think it was actually like a restaurant or something. Or something.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's on the corner. It's right there.
Star Wars thing. Yeah, this is their parking lot that she's in. Not on the street. She's in their parking lot.
Yeah. So the police thought she had a weapon or whatever, and they went. They did not de-escalate at all.
A blaster.
It was very bad.
Now this girl, because she was wearing this giant helmet, as you can imagine, man, are you as shocked as I am how unpleasant masks are?
Yeah, no. I wore one the other day. I mean, bad. I've been wearing like a bandana before, but like the bandana is nothing compared to an actual like mask that filters out more.
I think back to all of the villains and, you know, like pop culture people who always wore masks. And it's like, how miserable was Shredder from Ninja Turtles?
Maybe it was a survival thing. It was like Darth Vader. He's like, he's got to have his oxygen or whatever.
Yeah, but he had, that was helping him breathe. So I don't think he minded as much as the other people. I mean, I'm sure he was in, it was uncomfortable.
You know, constant pain.
Yeah. But masks, man. I always thought, you know, the characters with masks were cool. I didn't realize how unpleasant that would be. Anyway, she couldn't hear what these guys were screaming at her. And to get on the ground and drop her weapon. So teenage girl.
Yeah.
So she was just weeping and terrified the entire time. And apparently slamming her on the ground, they bloodied up her nose and roughed her up a little bit. All because a Star Wars blaster.
People are terrible.
Police chief has said that this was wrong. And they need to be retrained. But unless that retraining involves... each of them, in turn, having that plaster inserted into their asshole, it won't be enough.
The owner of the restaurant can also be heard in the video screaming at them like, "She's my employee!"
Yeah. But it doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah.
Because they've committed to this stupidity. Yeah. They have to play it out. Because you can never admit that you're wrong if you're the Chinese government or a cop. Now, Krista, we've talked about... black holes that can move themselves.
Yes.
We've talked about black holes that have a ranged attack where they can fire energy in your direction. But now, how about you can add stealth to that list?
I think that was always on the list. The closest black hole.
Oh. Go ahead. Oh, no. Closest black hole to Earth found hiding in plain sight. This is the apocalypse event for June, and I'm kind of disappointed. Disappointing. Massive cosmic object lurks in a star system you can see with the naked eye.
So close is a relative term here.
It's like 3,000 light years.
Yeah. But still, we didn't know that one was this close. You know, who knows where another one could just be just lurking. You never know when they're going to come, what kind of attack they're going to use.
As they approach, they can literally dilate time.
Just warp in. Pluck Krista individually and not affect anybody else, just pluck her out of her apartment. Her and Rue. Send them on an adventure in space.
There have been a number of unexplained disappearances throughout history. They're all due to micro black holes.
They just get them.
So, yeah. Think about that when you're out wearing your mask. You're worried about trivial things. Could be much worse. There was a story. It was like a year ago, I guess.
No, we did a follow-up like 3 months ago because it seemed like they were about to get approval.
No, but they didn't get them approved for the U.S., but they used them somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think it was South America somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, the offspring are non-viable. They won't be born. It's fine. It's perfectly fine.
And that wasn't true.
The offspring were like, here we are, super mosquitoes. So apparently... have they fixed that? I don't know.
EPA grants first permit to test genetically modified mosquitoes. They've learned from their mistakes. But they're going to try it on Florida first because, really, could anything make the Florida mosquitoes worse? I mean, really?
That's great. You get your super mosquitoes, and then the first thing they taste after they hatch is meth.
I call them gator mosquitoes.
So the way it works is, and this actually, I didn't realize this, but like some of the offspring are viable, but only males, apparently. Although the story from before, it was like that whole Jurassic Park thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, wait, there's some females.
Nature finds a way.
They do admit here that they're not real sure what would happen if these things started, you know, like thriving and breeding, because they could be more effective at carrying diseases, or they might be resistant to pesticides. We don't know. This is a crazy new, you know, basically a lab-grown mosquito.
Let's just release them. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. And it's weird that we're doing this right as Bill Gates gains more power. Because these are Bill Gates mosquitoes.
Careful, you're going to get our channel deleted.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry, Lord Gates. Actually, I think in the Civil War, I'm going with Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos, you know, Bill Gates seems to smell it out a bunch in his old age. I would take like 20-something Bill Gates against modern-day Bezos, though.
I don't know if Gates ever had the bloodlust. I think he's more like a spider working from behind the scenes.
No, you watch some of those old videos, like pre-trial, like before he had the government trial, he was just like, I am the law. I'm unstoppable. And then he had the trial, and he's like, it took a little bit of the wind out of his sails.
I think what's going to happen is that, you know, so at first you'll have three factions. Musk will be like the third faction, and whoever, he can't win because, you know, he's all hype. Whoever gobbles him up gets the major advantage of it.
It's like Highlander.
They take the West Coast. We've seen a lot of botnets. And generally, botnets do two things. They try to expand themselves. And then they do something terrible like malware with serving ads, or more often cryptocurrency, something like that. The payload does something terrible. Which is what makes this one kind of refreshing.
For 8 years, a hacker operated a massive IoT botnet just to download anime videos. It was over 10,000 DVRs and network video recorders, because I guess he just needed somewhere to put the anime.
Do you think it was, like, when he downloaded it, did he just download it from all of those? They have, like, one segment stored on each one, or?
Probably. And just the being able to turn that many machines onto a source, but also to be that kind of a repository, means that it's not ever going to be taken offline. You can like play whack-a-mole, but with that many devices, you'll never get it all offline.
So these were D-Links, and at this point, they're pretty much, no one's running them anymore, or very few, because they're so old. So they've known about this for a while, but they've failed to report on it. Because they felt this guy was so non-offensive. And he was actually patching the devices to keep other malware off of it. So, like, you know what? Let's just let him do it.
A small price to pay.
Yeah, really.
He ain't hurting no one.
Yeah, and
it probably turned out to be, like, some 11-year-old kid living in the woods. And
but it went on so long, so he still had... He had to be much older when it was over, so...
Yeah.
Do you think he... How much of the anime did he actually watch? Did he actually watch all of it, or was it just data hoarding?
It was probably like me with Star Trek, where it's just on in the background 24/7.
While he's writing new malware. Yeah. Hong Kong, a couple of interesting stories out of Hong Kong. So Hong Kong, of course, before the world went crazy, was in the midst of their pro-democracy struggle. And it never really ended, but it certainly got sort of muted during all of that. And now... It seems to be heating back up as China recovers from the big crisis, and things are getting crazy again in a different way.
Hong Kong Parliament in chaos as politicians fight for chair, literally fighting for chair. The pro-Beijing and pro-democracy lawmakers will clash over who will control the House committee. And yes, it has gone to fisticuffs. His mask got ripped off. Look at that. Poor guy.
I couldn't get these to play earlier. I don't know if they got taken down or... So anyway, I had trouble understanding this. I don't know if you got more of it than I did, but there's a stalemate in terms of this elected position. But whoever sits in this chair makes certain decisions in the parliament. That's what I got. Is that what you got out of it?
Yeah.
And so rather than like try to, you know, they're in a deadlock, so somebody needs to do something. So it was literally like somebody just ran and jumped in the chair and started making announcements. And so that resulted in a melee, and they're claiming that the pro-democracy people are violent because...
I am the chair.
Yeah, exactly. So
I love this like video clip. It's like someone's about to catch hands in the parliament.
Otherwise, he's going to... Yeah,
but yeah, look, he's got his like, fists up.
Look at his elbows flared out. That man has never thrown a punch. But God bless him, he's willing to do it. You know, you got to respect the pro-democracy. I don't think he's really going to telegraph those. He needs to tuck those elbows in. Use his hips. And the other Hong Kong story has to do with these the pro-democracy people. They did something very pragmatic. They're like, okay, hey, some people in Hong Kong want democracy and some don't. So you know what? We're only going to do business with the people who want democracy. And the government reaction was weird.
Harsh and swift. Hong Kong goers or Hong Kongers support pro-democracy shops, quote unquote, violates the free market, says Beijing. So that's, you know, here it's vote with your wallet, right?
Yeah, well, that was the response they gave, was what could be more democratic than choosing where to shop based on, you know, the belief system? And the government says, no, you have to be equal. You have to shop at all the different places, regardless of their political affiliation, which
that seems like that won't end badly.
Yeah. Look, I don't really agree with what Chick-fil-A believes, but I can't give up that delicious chicken. So
they're tendies.
I drove by there, and there were a lot of people eating there.
I've given up. I mean, that parking lot. It's, you know, they do that, like bring it to your car.
Doesn't matter.
Every spot is full.
Yeah.
I've seen where there's no parking spots, and you can't go inside.
Yeah.
That's a good piece of chicken. Listen, I'm sorry to the homosexual community, but God, it's delicious. I don't know. Maybe I would do it for pro-democracy. You know, that affects me a little bit more. So I imagine, I don't think we've done stories about it, but we talk about Cloudflare and Zoom and all these companies that are just making a ton of money. I imagine Pornhub clocking in some,
some
big numbers. Yeah. But some people don't like it.
Credit card freeze has been called on for porn sites. This is in the UK before you get worried about anything. I didn't really take much more away from the article other than, oh, this is exploitive and we shouldn't do this. And let's turn off the credit cards.
Yeah, they don't want credit card companies to do business. Kind of like what they tried with the gun companies here. It's and the weed companies.
And Julian Assange.
The weed companies, it's a smaller example. We talked about him last week. I don't know what's going on with him. He's probably just drowning in his own lungs in the basement of one of those UK jails.
There's an aerosolizer that's just giving him a puff of the thing every hour. It's like, you will get horribly infected with this.
Also, I just noticed it, but Megan Mohan is, of course, the gender and identity correspondent at the BBC.
Nice.
What a job title. So yeah, they don't want porn for a variety of reasons. But I don't think you're going to stop that juggernaut. It's going to exist.
I thought you cut the next story because it's a little tone deaf, but it's worth a mention.
Well, that's why it's in the nonsense section.
All of the celebrities are very tone deaf right now.
Well, I mean, this is just completely outrageous. Yeah. You know, I mean, well. We'll just do the headline there.
Kevin Spacey compares the current crisis to losing work after sexual assault allegations. And it's like, I don't think those are related. And then he goes on to try to explain it, and it's like, no.
Let's as a thought exercise, let's go through this. Now, could we compare walking through a cloud of virus to molesting young boys? Let's do column A and column B.
I've been molested by the virus unknowingly.
But he was never molested. Or maybe he was, but that's not what caused the problem. So
he seemed to be saying that those accusations were unfounded, but it still had consequences.
I think they're pretty founded at this point.
Yeah,
he's saying that he understands what it's like to be put out of work unexpectedly. And He really felt his pain as he told us this from his mansion with his millions of dollars that he still has. Not from a prison where you usually go.
Prison is not reserved for people like him.
Do that kind of thing.
Tony. Celebrities were just like us.
Do you think I put that in there in support of Kevin Spacey? How dare they?
But I mean, it's just like over the top because it's like, is this, this has got to be like, you know, halfway through, I was like, I expected to hear, and this is Saturday Night or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They play by different rules. Roman Polanski raped his daughter. The mask, like I said before, I've joined the mask team. I'm doing it. It's uncomfortable, but it's the least that we can do. And it really, really looks bad when you avoid the mask just because it's uncomfortable. Could there be a worse reason to avoid the mask?
Ohio lawmaker refuses to wear a mask because he says it dishonors God.
Now, does this propose that God wears clothing?
Such a physically minded interpretation that it makes no sense to me.
Well, that's the whole, like, you know, we're made in his image thing, but
we're physically, not, maybe.
We're
or
not
like,
made with clothes.
Is it only physically? Like, that's.
I think somebody should turn this into some sort of like, what is it? The like anti-Arab or anti-Muslim sentiment is like, no, it's part of their religion. You know, their face covering is a kind of a thing.
Did you see that some of those doctors are shaving their beards, which is not allowed? But they're like, you know what?
We got to do this.
This is, we're going to be pragmatic here. So if they can do that, this asshole can put on a mask.
Or pants, as the case may be.
Ohio's, I think, like response to all this has been pretty good overall.
I kept expecting him to be like, no, no, there was a burning bush and we had a dialogue about this. But you know, it wasn't that, so I don't think he really knows.
And what a weird thing to fight about.
Yeah.
Do you think he has like a phobia of masks or something?
Probably. Or he's just on a power trip.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to wear one, so...
It's interesting that, you know, we've spent all this time at this point thinking about the zombie apocalypse. And now we kind of get just a little taste of the apocalypse. And it's nothing like we were prepared for. No. It's not exciting at all. It's a little bit terrifying, not really.
I'm out of milk, no cereal this week for me.
Oh, toilet paper. So it's kind of a, it really has taken all of our fantasies about the end of the world and turned them on their head. But some people aren't willing to give it up.
German zombie hunters stopped at the Swedish border with a car full of weapons and a number of illegal weapons. They were arrested.
In this case, illegal weapons are like what you find at the toy section for us.
Yeah, but like crossbows.
Not a very covert vehicle.
No.
And it does say infected people will be shot, although they don't have any actual firearms.
They got a crossbow. You can still shoot someone with a crossbow.
Well, that's true. You can shoot people with crossbows. Can't argue with that. So they claimed that they didn't know that that stuff was illegal in Germany, and they were just going to their cabin in the woods to have a little vacation time.
Maybe painting our car with this custom paint job was a bad idea.
How much do the German police want to asset forfeiture that vehicle?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're really excited. It's like, look at what we added to the fleet. It's like, wait, no.
And they just mark out infected people and just put black people. The work from home stuff is putting people in weird positions because you might have to keep your kids, you know, like out of the shot. And a lot of those CNN anchors and stuff like that, you see their kids will run by and it's like, oh, no. And... You know, stuff like that. It's fun. It kind of humanizes the whole experience. But sometimes it's worse than that, depending on what shows up in your background, in your Zoom background.
News anchor allegedly caught cheating when half-naked woman walks into live shot, which we can actually show on the news. It's really exciting. There's a screenshot. Yep, right there.
I like that they put a red circle in case you don't know what happened.
In case the naked woman doesn't draw your eye. Now, it's like, oh, wow, that's his wife. How embarrassing. Oh, it's not.
No.
It's not his wife. Now, he claims that it's not a big deal because he and his wife had broken up prior to this. But we know exactly when it was because it was a newscast. And the wife says, no, we weren't broken up. But we are now.
Yeah.
She was a colleague at the news station.
That's rough.
And I hope that this one is just... one guy started this as a parody. I know that much. And yeah. Other people may or may not be doing it ironically. I don't know. What do you think?
I think this is a sign that society's on the verge of collapse and we're doomed as a species.
Well, that's obvious. But
on TikTok. They all copy each other.
Let's hope that no one is doing this for real. It is the latest new craze now. Of course, we had the Tide Pods. We had the boiling water. Was Clorox one of them?
I think yeah. So. What was the Cinnamon else? Challenge was like one cinnamon. Of the OGs.
There have been so many. This one is very simple and not dangerous. You can say that for it. But maybe one of the most moronic.
People on social media are peeing their pants on video because of lockdown boredom. Yeah, that's literally, it's just a TikTok where it's like, let's see what happens. That's it.
I guess both of these screenshots are pre-peeing your pants, because I don't see any...
Oh, there's a little bit on the blue.
Oh, it's hard to tell. So, yeah. Just pop yourself in front of your mirror, make sure you get a full body shot, and let it go.
Oh, no. I know. Has it frozen? Oh, it froze for a sec. Hopefully it's fine.
I don't know what happened there, but I think we're okay.
Woo!
I know I'm getting older because I just don't understand the appeal of TikTok. But that's like all the kids use. I don't get the appeal.
I can't tell you what it is because I don't use it either. But.
It would be funny to do one of those, but you know, I have it rigged up somehow where the fluid starts appearing like where your knee is.
Or use like a red dye. So like, oh, and then you like cut it right there.
It's like, wait, what?
That's what. So if you're going to do that, you try to be creative. You know, that's the point we're trying to make here. You know, don't follow the herd. Lead it. And our final story. Now, I was not aware of this as of last Sunday. Krista turned me on, and since then, it's everywhere. I can't get away from the murder hornets. The world is captivated.
The media is trying desperately to turn media hornets into a thing, and they're not really a thing.
Media hornets?
The murder hornet is the apocalypse bingo event for May. Next month is the black hole.
So it turns out that we're finding out about these here in the West, but you know the rest of the world has been aware of them, or you know, at least the Asian part of the world has been aware of them for a very long time. Not only aware of them, but using them for culinary treats.
Murder hornet munchies. The horrifying insect makes a tasty treat. I don't think that's true.
No, you don't know.
Not only can you eat them, they offer
I don't know if I feel comfortable
boozy
eating.
Buzz when mixed with shochu alcohol.
The thing I like about the murder hornet is because like the coloration on its face, it always looks like it's a little bit angry and disappointed with you.
Yeah.
So, they have YouTube videos here of people that here they are just on skewers. These are served with stinger. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess, how do you not get that poked into the roof of your mouth?
I feel like there's so much comedy opportunity here if Venture Brothers were still online, they were still making the Venture Brothers because, you know, Dr. Girlfriend and that whole thing, like, they could just have a field day with this.
Now, here's the, what was it called? Shochu or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's like a South Korean drink.
So you put those in there with the vodka, and the venom comes out. And then you let it ferment for a series of months so that the venom, you know, mellows. Then you drink that.
Mm. Looking at the drink in the video, like scrolling through and like looking at it's like brown. That does not look like it.
Because you're out there looking for a way to get smacked.
Because it's fermented. Oof. Oh, yeah. It does look like sewage, doesn't it?
It does. It does not look tasty or appetizing.
I wish that guy wasn't standing in front of it the entire time. So, yeah. God, that is an animated YouTube presenter, isn't it? I know that we need to be like
our
that.
A dark future.
I know that we need to be like that to get more people to watch, but I just can't do it. I'm sorry.
Especially, I don't have that level of enthusiasm in my body.
I don't think I could fake it. Well, so that's it.
That's it for the news this week.
You know, the black holes are coming for you, and if they don't get you, the hornets will, and if they don't get you, the virus.
Your engagement challenge is to go check out those Linode links. That would be good.
Please.
Yeah. Learn how to self-host before any one of these deadly plagues takes you out.
Oh, yes. Definitely for sure. Thank you, guys. See you next week. Next week.
Krista, give us a murder hornet goodbye.
Oh, that was.
He clipped out. That's what that was.
It's fine.
All right. See you next week.